Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And as you know, for the past several days, we've been asking you how we should commemorate the 2008 campaign in just a sentence, a soundbite, a slogan. And of course, you did not disappoint. We've been hearing from lots of you at 877-8-MY-TAKE and by email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
It's Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy. And I have to say about this campaign is anticipation. It's bringing me pay, yay, yay, yay.
Jack, of course, is our musician friend, and he's not the only listener with a song in his head.
My name is Lincoln Hefner. I live out in Clinton, New Jersey, and I think Jerry Garcia said it best. What a long, strange trip it's been.
My name is Eric. I'm calling from Manhattan. My slogan for the campaign is money, money, money.
Many of your phrases try to compare the two candidates. Amar sent us an email with two of his own, Black, White, and Clueless, and hip-hop versus hip replacement. And from Oklahoma, Christy called us with hers.
I sum up the campaign season as a tale of two roads, the high road and the low road.
This is Megan from Brooklyn. I think the whole campaign has been about McCain going rogue, Obama's fundraising going rogue. So I think the slogan that sums it up is Campaign 08, a nation. Gone Rogue.
Gone Rogue. You know, that sounds like a club scene in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
No, but
Gone
I think
rogue.
We
go to that Rogue
we certainly,
Club.
We certainly get your point, Megan. You can vote for your favorites at our election website, vote2008.thetakeaway.org. And to improve your standing, you might want to try, well, I don't know, rhyming.
Rhyming
maybe?
Is good.
It's Marianne from Oklahoma, and the pale and pain begins to wane, as does McCain.
Rhymes, or what about a mashup?
Hi, my name is Richard Cavish from Nyack, New York, and here's my slogan, lipstick on a plumber.
That's scary even to think about, but it is Halloween, right?
Right, and that's a rather vivid vision there. Yeah. India emails us with a more hopeful phrase. She's feeling optimistic. She says the campaign that redefined the American dream. Glenn, well, Glenn's got an entirely different thought.
This is Glenn from Queens, and after all the nonsense of the last 4 years and the nonsense of the election, I'd like to call this election American Penance.
You know, my contribution was racial and glacial about the campaign, but
right.
You know, it's not doing very well in the standings. Keep them coming. Here's a few more.
Yes, hi. My name is Tequila Minsky, and I say the year of Reconstruction.
Hi, my name is Paula from Worcester. And it's a very cliched slogan, but I think those in glass houses can throw stones and get away with it and get a good laugh, too.
We want to hear your line summing up the 2008 election, the money that was raised, the primaries. Remember all of those other candidates that were vying to become president over those many, many months and those 20-plus debates?
Basically, it's all about on Wednesday morning, we're all going to be sitting around going, what just happened? We're going to need a slogan. So for the 2008 election, we want you to send us yours at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And how could we forget this one? Gabby, grumpy, sexy, and smooth.
Who sent that?
Someone sent that to us by email.
By email. Well, yes. You know how to reach us. MyTake@thetakeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TAKE. What was yours again?
I had Uncharted Waters.
Uncharted Waters. That's so, you know.
Is it the end or the beginning?
That's not bad. It's not bad.
I like money, 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 though. That kind of works, too. I mean, when you're talking about almost, you know, what did we call this a year ago, John?
Yeah.
Billion-dollar president?
That's right. Obama people. Maybe that's my favorite.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.